Now, a 24-year-old man has appeared in court charged with the murders of his two sisters and brother in Tallaght. For more, we're joined now by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, can you just tell us what exactly is the background to this?
Well, the background is that 18-year-old Lisa Cash, a young girl who did her Leaving Cert last year, was in her home in Rossfield Avenue in Tallaght, minding her younger siblings last Saturday night. Lisa, along with her twin 8-year-old brother and sister, Christy and Chelsea Cawley, were subsequently attacked and killed in their home. The murders have caused great distress and shock throughout the community, not just to the family, friends and the local community, but also throughout the country. A vigil was held at the scene last night. Hundreds of people turned up and hundreds of pink and blue balloons were released. Now, the Gardaí were called to the scene on the night of the attack. A murder investigation commenced. A man was arrested soon afterwards and taken to Tallaght Garda station. He was detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and questioned by detectives for 24 hours. Now, following consultations with the Director of Public Prosecutions, a man was charged and brought before a special late night sitting of the Dublin District Court at the Criminal Courts of Justice at 9 p.m. last night.
And what happened in court?
Well, Gardaí from Tallaght brought 24-year-old Andy Cash, who's from Rossfield Avenue in Brookfield, into the courts before the Dublin District Court last night. Andy Cash is the older brother of 18-year-old Lisa Cash and the older brother also of the 8-year-old twins Christy and Chelsea Cawley. Garda Robert Whitty gave evidence of arrest, charge and caution. He told the court that he arrested Andy Cash at just before 7:45 yesterday evening, and that when he was charged at 7:51 p.m. with the three murders, he replied no comment when each charge was put to him. Now, his defence solicitor Waheed Muhad requested a psychological assessment for his client and solitary confinement for him in custody, but the judge said that the issue of solitary confinement was a matter for the prison governor. Andy Cash was dressed in a grey sweater, dark tracksuit bottoms and runners. He stood in the dock when the judge directed him to, but he didn't speak at all during the brief hearing. There was no application for bail, as bail can't be granted in the district court in a murder case, so Judge Patricia McNamara granted Andy Cash free legal aid and remanded him in custody to appear again by video link at Clover Hill District Court next Friday, the 9th of September.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thanks very much for joining us.